In most democracies, the role of the military is easily understood and strictly demarcated. The military is there to deter enemies, to defend the nation's people and interests should an enemy take a pop regardless, and to go ahead and smite said enemies when all else has failed. In between times, a democracy's military may get involved in stuff like venturing overseas to keep peace, deliver aid, further the advance of democracy. Terms and conditions apply, your mileage may vary, further advancement of democracy may not in fact occur as advertised, etc. But these are the basics of the gig. Among the many, many roles that a democracy's military really has no business performing or indeed attempting is that of television critic. In Pakistan, however, the military appears to be doing exactly that. Earlier this week, one of the country's best-known television journalists, Hamid Mir, host of Capital Talk on Geo News, was informed by his bosses that he was off air for the foreseeable. Shortly afterwards, Reuters reported sources at Geo News confirming that the broadcaster had been lent on by the military. The dander of Pakistan's generals appears to have been raised by a speech Mir gave last week outside the National Press Club in Islamabad, in which he spoke up on behalf of another journalist, Asad Ali Tour, a TV producer and host of a YouTube current affairs channel, who had been assaulted by three men who stormed into his Islamabad apartment and berated him for criticising Pakistan's Inter-Services Intelligence Agency, or ISI. Hamid Mir said that journalists were being routinely targeted in Pakistan and that Pakistan's authorities did not appear all that fussed by this. According to the Committee to Protect Journalists, Pakistan ranks high among countries in which journalists are least protected, as Hamid Mir does not need reminding. He has defied any number of threats and survived at least two assassination attempts. A bomb was planted in his car in 2012, though was discovered and defused before it detonated, and he was shot six times in another attack in 2014. Pakistan's Taliban claimed responsibility for the former. Geo News accused the ISI of responsibility for the latter. Nobody has been prosecuted for either. The military's fury at Mir's speech in defence of his colleague appears related to the fact that Mir referred in it to General Qamar Javed Bajwa, the current chief of the army staff. Parts of the statement issued by Jang Group, operator of Geo News and other outlets to explain Mir's suspension, did have something of a tone of dictation taken at gunpoint, especially the stuff acknowledging a backlash from different segments of society. And one supposes we can count the Army, Navy and Air Force as different segments of society. Their statement also noted that Geo and Jang Group were shut down, our journalists were beaten up as they faced hundreds of fake allegations of corruption, blasphemy and traitorhood, shot at, financially strangulated. Jang also made a case which you'd reckon would be irrefutable, but which some, if you will, segments of society in Pakistan clearly think is very refutable indeed, i.e. that too many journalists lose their lives and their liberty in Pakistan while their fight for the right of the public to know continues. If it sounds like Pakistan's military think they own the place, it's only because they kind of do. Of Pakistan's 74 years as a sovereign nation, it has been a military dictatorship for 33 of them. While the number on Pakistan's years without a coup d'etat scoreboard does now stand at a record 22, the country is still away from the point at which any elected civilian government can proceed on the assumption that the military will always do, as the military always should, what it is damn well told, no less and no more. It would be pleasant to think that they've overreached themselves here. Hamid Mir is a big deal indeed in Pakistan, a household name, with a social media following running into the millions.
I have faced a lot of difficulties. There have been attempts to make me leave Pakistan, but I did not leave Pakistan because the majority of the people support me. and will keep supporting me in the future.
The army's hypersensitivity to criticism has now made Hamad Mir a global headline, and indeed hero, and focused worldwide attention on Pakistan's dysfunctions and the role played by Pakistan's military in perpetuating them. You would think that soldiers of all people would understand the foolishness of ceding the high ground. For Monocle 24, I'm Andrew Muller.